Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
After the race, I was hungry. My mom happened to have some fruit snacks, like, in her coat pocket because she had, you know, some snacks for the kids. And I devoured them. Fruit snacks are delicious. They're fantastic.
Hey, hi. Would you have a snack in your purse?
Your mom, I just figured you might have.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, apricot. Do you have any of the Very Berry or Ocean Splash? Or...
No.
Oh. Okay.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, never buying fruit snacks for myself.
Really? That's nuts.
No.
That's crazy.
Like, you cannot buy fruit snacks unless you are a grandmother buying them for your grandchildren,
or you are
a parent buying them for your kids.
You know what? Think of how cool you would be if you were known in the office, though, as the fruit snack guy.
Were you saving it?
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm just
saying. Apricot made of real apes.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
I really wish I would have turned on the microphone like 2 seconds
sooner. I should just turn on his mic for him. Do you guys stretch in the morning?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean,
stretch. I do too.
No, and I will be honest, Chew, I want to stretch more.
Yeah.
I just don't. Like, so I guess maybe I don't actually want to.
You don't stretch before you play?
Oh, before I play, yes. But, like, I should stretch every morning and pretty much... I should do it every morning when I wake up and every night when I go to bed. I think it should be a part of the routine.
Oh, I stretch every day. It's so important.
How do you stretch your, 100%. Like, your butt muscles? Because I got, a knot in my
dump.
My left cheek. You know? The left cheek.
There's nothing better, let me tell you what, than cracking your back while backing one out.
That is like X.
That's the
like,
earliest I've ever gotten a podcast title in my entire tenure here, I'm pretty sure.
It's so 701, true,
57, 58.
You know, there's 18 people on the air listening right now. And go, he's absolutely right.
Oh, yeah. Look, nobody is.
But there's 400 people going, this show is disgusting.
Nobody's disputing the factual accuracy in what you're talking about.
Yes.
Some people just think it's disgusting.
This is real life. You know what I mean?
Hey, we're real.
Yes.
We are real. Speaking of real life, so the Open says, here's Jen Latta. No Jen again today, because she was big time. Congratulations to our pal, Jen Latta, for winning a Sports Emmy last night.
Oh, nice.
For her short feature on Jump Around. So it had not only did she win, it also, her story had a Wisconsin tie. It was, if you happen to watch it this past year on College Game Day, it was her Jump Around story featuring Everlast.
Do they really have shock absorbers in the stands?
At Camp Randall?
Yeah. I heard they did. I didn't know if that was real.
Have no idea.
We can ask Jen tomorrow.
I will tell you this. When I was there, and I would go to Badger games every Saturday, and I would sit in the press box, because I did the pregame show and the postgame show when I lived and worked in Madison. So I'm sitting up there, and Jump Around would happen. So this is 2009, 10, 11, around there. And flat screen TVs certainly were, you know, a thing. But they were not a thing inside the press box at Camp Randall Stadium. So when Jump Around would happen, they had these old-ass tube TVs where if it falls, it's killing you, right? Like, there's no way around it.
Really?
This thing is going to fall and kill you. And it doesn't look like it is being held in there very safe. Think of the air conditioner and the way it's wobbling before it falls and ultimately hits the dog in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
When, you know, Kramer just kind of installs it by lowering the blind on the window. It doesn't actually do anything to... That's what I felt like these TVs were. And as I'm sitting there in the bottom row of the press box, watching Jump Around and seeing these TVs just sway back and forth, wondering if one of them's ultimately going to come down and get me. Fortunately, they have gotten rid of those tube TVs and sell flat screens. But
yeah,
literally, the entire... If you have not been there, the entire stadium shakes during Jump Around.
I don't think a flat screen is going to... It's going to leave a mark.
It's going to do damage, but it's not going
to...
Like... Again, like those tube TVs, man, they were heavy.
Surprised no one. I'm surprised. Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm surprised.
That was the most disingenuous. That's wonderful. Great. Anyways,
because if I elaborated on that, I would forget what I was going to talk about, and it was very important.
And go for it.
But I'm surprised that no other stadium steal the Jump Around, because nothing bothers me more, Gabe, and I've been at stadiums.
Okay.
Be it a while ago. That steal Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline is Fenway Park.
I believe Camp Randall does play Sweet Caroline.
Leave it alone, okay?
It's one of the songs. They've got Sweet Caroline.
We're not going to steal your
Living
stuff.
On a Prayer.
Don't steal our stuff. Even though I don't really like the Red Sox this year.
But you still like the idea of the Red Sox.
I still like the idea.
Like it's the
but I can hate my team that I love. I don't have a problem 100%. With it at all.
100%. The Cincinnati Bengals. Get your own touchdown song.
What is it?
They play Todd Rundgren. They play Bang on the Drum like the Packers do.
Ah, yeah, that's weak.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they need to be called out. I don't like that.
Yeah, get your own.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's be like having creative. It's like stealing somebody else's goal song in hockey. Do your own. Make your own in-stadium experiences. Like, for example, everybody is also stolen to an... Not everybody, but... I mean, there are racing pierogies now. There are racing presidents. The racing sausages are the original.
Doesn't Lebatard steal stuff?
What?
What do you mean?
Like segments. I've heard that before.
It's usually, well, I mean, it's definitely usually the reverse.
Yeah. But, I think a lot of people steal stuff from them.
I mean, we do.
Yeah, 100%.
I have.
Like ESPN stole our commercial. The one I did with Homer, Drew Olsen, years ago. You remember the
it's not a great commercial. It didn't age well.
It's wonderful.
We should remake that.
It did not age well.
But then Golic and Greeny copied the exact same thing like 6 months later. That's Bush League.
I can't confirm or deny that. I have no idea.
I will just say this. At this point, most ideas in radio are pretty much stolen.
What was the matter with that commercial, by the way?
Let's talk about that.
You want to talk about Emmys? Huh?
I'm going to look it up for you. Hold on.
Wait, so you're talking about the... So there was a commercial when... And I don't think this was... This was a couple years into 540 ESPN existing, which was the old, you know, AM. Now we're on FM, 94.5, but 540 ESPN. Within a couple of years of that existing, there was a commercial of a man who found his wife nagging, so he tunes her out. And she becomes replaced in the vehicle by you, Drew Olsen, and Steve the Homer Drew.
Hey, Drew, you know how I'm awesome?
You found it.
All right, here is...
I don't know. What do you think? I think Judy's just being ridiculous. The dinner party was planned months ago, and now she wants to change all the plans? I just think that's being a little rude. So, what do you think we should do?
Come on, what do you think they should do?
I would trade 10 years of being terrible for one championship.
You can't go crazy in this town if you want to win consistently.
Drew, sometimes you go for it.
Ah, what do you guys know about winning a championship?
540 ESPN Milwaukee.
It's not...
That was amazing.
What? What are you saying?
I want to remake that so bad. But just our show, just the four of us.
It's good to see that you've kept the I would trade 10 years of being terrible for one championship take. That's like the one consistent take I think that you've had since that time.
We got to do this again. I'm sorry.
All right, so this again, a commercial when 540 ESPN initially became a thing. Chewy was a part of. Again, Homer and Drew Olsen a part of the commercial as well.
I don't know. What do you think? I think Judy's just being...
Dibs on that character.
The dinner party was planned months ago, and now she wants to change all the plans?
Hold on. Except I think you'd have to kind of change some of the lines. You know, when you're saying she's being ridiculous, you're talking about your mother. Yeah. Rotz Hotch was booked out months ago.
Oh, we can totally redo this.
You know, I think we can find a way.
All right, what about the other commercial? Is there just too many swears in it, or are they bleeped out? The one that we all did.
I bleeped it all out.
All right, play this one.
Yeah.
Are you done with it?
No.
What do you want me to do?
Just pick up where you shut it off.
Come on. What do you think they should do?
I would trade 10 years of being terrible for one championship.
You can't go crazy in
this
town.
Did you record that in a phone booth?
Sometimes.
The audio on it is absolutely garbage.
It was TV. It was, I don't know.
And,
there's a lot of
like a sound studio?
Yeah.
You guys actually went to like a TV studio.
Yeah.
Because the promo video that we put together when Jen initially joined us, and it became me, you, and then Ashton became our producer as well, and it became the four of us, and it became Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. The sound on that is infinitely better than the sound for the commercial that you had professionally produced.
Yeah,
like, we had an iPhone, and Jen happened to have an extension for a mic that she could plug into her phone, and we could make it sound all right.
All right, do you have that one?
Come on. Of course.
Okay, so this one... This is a video that we, again, I'm sure Ashton will post this all at Jen Gabe Chewy on Twitter. And the first commercial that featured Chewy, that was an actual commercial that played on television stations here in Milwaukee. This was just a social media video that we put out there to promote the new show, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And you are roughly 6,722 times better in this than you were in the first commercial.
Right,
you killed it in this. This was a spoof of the Vacation movie.
I don't want to be awake anymore. I want to go home. I don't want to go to the station anymore.
You know, Chewy, under the circumstances, I wouldn't mind if we all just went back to sleep. It's been one disaster after another.
Yeah, it's been kind of a drag, Chew. Mornings are overrated anyways.
So, what do you think? I think you're all f***ed in the head. We're 2 hours from the first damn show and you want to bail? I tell you what, this is no longer a sports show. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have so much fun. You're going to have so much fun. The fans are going to have so much fun that they're going to need plastic surgery to remove the smiles from our face. We're all going to be whistling zippity-doo-dah out of our... I must be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to find a microphone. Praise Craig Karmazin.
Chew, do you need an aspirin or something?
Don't touch!
So you think that was better?
That was a lot better.
That was so much better.
I kind of fumbled, though, in the middle of it.
Yeah, but yeah, it's fine.
You're basically, that was only like two takes for you.
That's an Oscar.
Yeah.
Not an Emmy. Now, I was going to say, play the commercial on it. I was with, did with Brett and Free, but no, they didn't give me any lines.
I was about to say, you don't have any lines.
But the facial expressions were magnificent.
That was the worst commercial you've ever been a part
what?
Of.
What? Are you insane?
It's the, literally the worst commercial I've ever seen.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Because you said the look I gave to the camera was like the weirdest look ever, which is fantastic. Weird is good in film. Am I right?
But I don't think it really fit the situation.
I didn't have any fingers.
This one's harder to find.
I found it once for you.
It's again, mangled hands.
This is... It's a video that we can't... It's not going to play well on the radio, right? It's just one that you're going to have to post and people are going to have to find on our social media page. Because Chewy doesn't have any lines, and the only thing, the only bit of acting he's doing in it
it's
is
facial
expressions
wonderful.
At the camera. Like, he's trying to be Jim Halpert, but it just falls way too short.
There is not a person I would think would be good at less at being Jim Halpert and making the correct timed facial expressions towards a camera than Mark
Tremarra. Who is Jim Halpert?
Exactly.
From The Office, don't worry about it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not important.
Do you have it?
No.
What, we can't even...
What did you just say?
It'll take me 3 seconds to...
All right, one, two,
relax.
Three, four.
What's so hard about mangled hands?
So you would rather win an Oscar?
Brett Favre.
Okay, so in honor of Jen, what would you rather win? Oscar, Emmy, Tony, Grammy. Which of the EGOTs would you want?
It's either Oscar or Grammy, because those are the big ones, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're all big ones. I mean, I think the Tonys are probably the most...
Tony?
I don't know. Ashy, what would you?
Emmy.
You're a TV guy?
Yeah, TV. I couldn't be a movie star.
It took me 2 seconds to find it.
I have the commercial. That wasn't the point.
Yeah, the point is, like, you can't... It doesn't translate to radio.
What do you mean it doesn't translate?
Right, here
you
we
just
go.
Play it,
here
and you hear the
you
audio.
You have, but you have no lines. There's no point in playing it. You have no, like, there's...
No one that's
as
watching
far,
us can see this, even on the video stream.
Yeah, which, by the way, you can check out Wisconsin On Demand or on Twitter. But
all right, you got to post it, and then people can comment tomorrow how good I was.
That's right. What Gabe said 5 minutes ago.
Dear Lord.
Was this in the script? Or
no,
just...
absolutely not. This was not
Why do
planned.
We have production meetings? For what reason?
So we all wake up in the morning. Yeah. That's really all I can come up with.
All I wanted to do was congratulate Jen on her Emmy, and this is where we've gotten.
What's that mean?
I mean, it wasn't nice.
Well, you know me and my memory. If I expounded on that,
it was amazing.
I would have lost the point I was going to make.
So, that was a solid 10 minutes ago.
Again, chime in honor of Jen. What would you want? What do you want to win? Do you want to win an Emmy? Do you want a Grammy?
Oscar's like
or a
the Oscar is the like EGOT. The end all be all.
I don't. I mean, not if you're. I mean,
is that the one with the gold statue?
Yeah, it's the Academy Awards, but they call it the Oscars because they've named the guy
Oscar
Meyer.
I think Oscar's got to be the biggest.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
They're changing the name of the Wienermobile, which we never actually got to, but I just want everyone to know that.
Yeah.
To what?
So which of the EGOTs, what, I don't know, it doesn't matter. They're going to change it back. Which of the EGOTs would you want to win? Chime in, 800-990-3776. We'll ask Jason Wilde, and we'll actually ask Jason Wilde what I wanted to talk about
this
in this opening segment. The NFL draft coming to Green Bay, also a big deal. We talked about that with Jason Wilde coming up next.
Ready? Out. Put.
All Packers, all the time.
You know, I am a play the high side of caution, as Mike McCarthy used to say, guy, but the guy's got to play. He needs the work in game. So it's an interesting dilemma that they're going to face come this summer.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew, brought to you by Boucher Automotive, with 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you. And by the Bridgewater Modern Grill, nestled in the heart of Milwaukee's emerging Harbor District. Enjoy a specialty crafted menu centered around a custom oak-fed grill.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason.
What's up, dudes?
Hi, buddy.
You were just ragging on Homer during the commercial for what he said in the commercial you guys made years ago, and then you go and do that?
No one
and he's
said,
like, oh, it does that. This sounds natural?
No one said action. I need action.
Wait, what did I miss?
We're talking about bad commercials.
So do you remember the commercial that Drew Olsen, Homer, and Chewy created when 540 ESPN, like, very
I
early
do.
In somehow... The big guy hijacked the segment, and we ended up talking about that the previous segment. We played the commercial.
I love that commercial.
Yeah, I thought, see, these guys are...
Could you make that commercial today?
Yeah, Jason would be wonderful.
Nice.
I'm just...
Because of the wife who's ragging on them.
Correct.
Or ragging on the husband.
Yes.
I mean, I let me check with Paula, but I feel like while it's, I understand, right? We live in a time where comedy is in peril, and making a joke about the cliche wife who's nagging her husband, I guess, could be offensive to some. Like, Paula nags me, like, and deservedly so. Like, I still haven't fixed the hose. I'm standing outside with the dogs. She's like, you got to fix the hose today. I'm like, I got an OTA today. I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to be out here fixing a hose. I mean, you know, I don't like it. It's a cliche because to some degree it's true. And I always thought that was very fun. I thought it was really well done when I look back on it. But, you know, that had three great actors. And if we tried to do something similar now, I don't know how great of an actor Tausch is. I saw him in the 60-yard line. I thought he was meh. So, and I'm hoping this gets back to him in time for our show.
All right. It's going to be there in about 2 minutes.
Ashton will send it over very, very quickly. Jason, were you as surprised yesterday as I was that Green Bay is actually going to be getting the 2025 NFL draft?
No. Why were you so surprised?
Well, why was it so under the radar, Jason? I think that's the...
It's because you weren't listening to.
I was surprised, Jason, because I just assumed that they would always be a... They would always be a finalist, but never actually get it. Because as this thing just continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and the reports were that there were 300,000 people that went to Kansas City for it this year, I'm just going, where are you putting all these people... You know, Lodge Kohler only has like 4 stories to it.
Yeah. I got 2 words for you. Cruise ships.
In Green Bay.
So, I'm only half kidding. So, all right, first of all, the reason why I was not surprised. Now, you know, this is not something that on the day that this conversation occurred, we made a big deal about it with you guys, but remember, I went to the departure of the tailgate tour about a month ago, and Mark Murphy, who usually, in fact, as recently as July, had been very cautious about being optimistic publicly, literally said, I'm optimistic about getting the draft. And he had not really done that before. So that was different. I bring up the cruise ships because in July, when we asked him about the possibility of getting the draft, it was after they had given the 2024 draft to Detroit. He said, you know, they love title. The NFL loves Titletown, loves the history and tradition of the Packers. They're concerned about the hotel space. And he said that they explored bringing in cruise ships. Like I think they did when Jacksonville hosted the Super Bowl, if I remember correctly.
Huh.
And he said he made a joke about how, except we don't know if the ice will have thawed off Lake Michigan or not or something, which was, you know, for him, that wasn't the worst joke I'd heard from him. But it again, kind of clued me in on, all right, they obviously think they've got a shot and they've got to figure out the lodging piece. And I don't think they're necessarily bringing in cruise ships, but maybe they will. But the bottom line is, you know, that has been the one sticking point. And if they could figure out a way to get past that, I did think that they would. I did think they would get it. I thought the NFL really did want them to have it. Now, you know, my buddy Rob Domofsky and others have expressed some reservations about this, and I think those are well placed. But I would hope that they have such good plans, and the NFL is so cautious about ever having a misstep that they're in position to accommodate this many people. Now, the problem, I would say, more than hotel space is weather. Like you saw, you know, this all started in 2016 when Chicago had the 15 and 16 drafts. They were indoors, and the NFL saw that this could become a major traveling event. And so in 17, it was in Philadelphia. And when they awarded it to Philadelphia in 16, that was when Mark Murphy said, all right, we're going to make a run at this. And they've got the Rush Expo Center. They've got the Rush Center Arena. They've got Lambeau Field. They've got Titletown. But to me, I'm thinking back to earlier in April when one day it was 82 degrees and like literally the next day it was like 37 here. Hmm.
But can't you somehow make that as part of it, you know, because, you know, Chris Berman, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, like having it be a little chilly, I feel you can like somehow, because that's what Green Bay's known for, you can fold that into part of the ambiance around the draft. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to like have you go out to a ski hill and get their snow machine. And if it's cold, you're going to add that to, like, spraying snow on all the fans and stuff like that. Like,
no, but you could do that for the sledding hill.
There's no doubt you could do that. You're right. My only reluctance, and again, you know, I've lived here full-time now since 2007. I am a little bit concerned because I did see some stories coming out of Kansas City about how difficult it was on some local businesses that they were expecting, you know, there were roads that were closed. There were people that couldn't get to their businesses because the NFL had its kind of traveling carnival that took up a lot of the, you know, this idea. Murphy said yesterday, $94 million in economic impact. I'll be curious how that, you know, filters down to Rustique Pizzeria, our favorite restaurant. But I'm a little worried that the area could be overwhelmed. You've attended golf events in Kohler, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be more people that come to this than the majors that were staged in Kohler or right. at Erin
mm-hmm.
Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, as someone who makes the regular drive for Maddie's Ballet to and from Milwaukee, the idea of having a hotel in Milwaukee to attend the draft in Green Bay, if they're relying on that much lodging to be further south, that could be a problem.
Well, would they run like maybe a shuttle? Could they do
that?
Rail.
Got to get that built quick. Yeah, I'm sure they will. But again, like, even if you're not doing the driving, like, you know, you're gonna ride a bus for an hour and 45 minutes. Like, that doesn't sound appealing to me. So I am curious because, look, no offense to Kansas City, great barbecue, great town. I always enjoyed covering games there. But I am thinking that Green Bay and Lambeau Field is kind of one of those. There's a sign when I walk into Lambeau through the media entrance. They put up all these kind of encouraging signs for the Lambeau Field employees, which is great. But from sometimes when I talk to regular people that work at Lambeau Field, they're not sure they get treated all that well. But it says, "Today is someone's bucket list." Which is true, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I have people go by my office every day on tours, and they're just so excited to be inside Lambeau Field. Well, what better way to cross Lambeau Field off your bucket list when it's tough to get tickets to games, it's tough to do all those things? What better way than to come for the draft, right? If you live in one of the other 49 states and you've never been here, like, this feels like a great opportunity to check that box and do it for an NFL-sanctioned event, but not shelling out the ridiculous amount of money you'd have to spend on the secondary market for tickets and everything else. So to me, this feels like there's going to be a pretty huge influx of human beings coming to our town, and I'm really curious to see. They're going to do a press conference tomorrow during Wildean Tausch, which I thought was inconsiderate, to discuss kind of some of the particulars of what they've got planned.
Jason, would you have a number on your house to VRBO it?
I was thinking about this last night. I don't know the rules for that. I don't know where the hell I would go since I still have to be here to cover the team.
You can stay with me, Jason. You can drive.
Yeah, I'm going to take the shuttle. I just want to know, can I leave all the cats here? Because they're very happy here.
Yeah.
If you verbal my house or you Airbnb it, I have to get all the pets out, right? I can't say, thank you for staying here. We appreciate it. But make sure that you clean the litter boxes every day and also feed the fish.
But I would think a lot of people are going to do that because it's vacation time.
Oh, sure.
With kids in school and say, you know what? I'm going to VRBO it, make some money, pay for the trip. And time it up that way because I knew for the U.S. Open at Erin Hills, mm-hmm. there were people going around because I'm only 15 minutes from Erin Hills. They were like going around and say, hey, you willing to do it? And a bunch of people did. So I would think there's going to be a lot of people doing that in Green Bay, Jason.
I don't foresee me having the time, energy, or willingness to make my house presentable.
Man doesn't have time to fix a hose. How's he going to get the entire house ready by 2025?
Nice. Maybe Paula could stay here and we could just enlist whoever is at the house to do a bunch of menial tasks around the house.
There you go.
We'll give you a 10% discount if you hook up the hose.
Jason, before we let you go, this is where, for me, Mark Murphy's legacy with the Green Bay Packers becomes complicated because he decided to insert himself into the football side of things. Because this is clearly a feather in the man's cap, and he has done a tremendous job running the business side of things, expanding the Titletown District and buying a property and just making Lambeau Field more of an experience during his time as president, which has been great for the economic bottom line of the Green Bay Packers, which to me, as president, should just be his job. And then this has been his baby. Like you said, since 2017, for 6 years, this man has pursued a draft to come to Green Bay. He's gotten close. Now he finally has it. And it's a nice little retirement, the last big thing that's going to be done before he has to officially retire in July of 2025. But it becomes complicated because all those things are great. But also him inserting himself into the football side of things has made things pretty messy for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, and remember, this team won a Super Bowl during his presidency, but they did it with a general manager that was hired by Bob Harlan. They did it with a coach who was hired by the general manager who was hired by Bob Harlan. And they did it with a Hall of Fame quarterback who was drafted by Ted Thompson, who was hired by Bob Harlan, right? So much like maybe Ted doesn't get the same level of respect as Ron Wolf did, because Ron Wolf was the one who brought the Renaissance here while Ted Thompson replicated it or continued it. That's tough for Mark Murphy's legacy. And right, and look, we have, again, I am not a pessimist. Every time I try to be a realist, I piss people off. Sadie agrees, but if they don't win and we go into a, you know, kind of football recession with Devontae Adams being traded last year, Aaron Rodgers being traded this year, David Bakhtiari being released next year, you know, three potential Pro Football Hall of Famers in three off seasons leaving the roster, with still plenty of gas in each of their tanks to varying degrees. And this is a team that struggles and Jordan Love doesn't succeed. It was Mark Murphy who hired Brian Gutekunst. It was Mark Murphy who hired Matt LaFleur, and it will have been on his watch where all these business successes of Titletown and the addition to the South End Zone and getting an NFL draft occurred, but the football team kind of went on a tailspin. And so it'll be interesting to see, and didn't win a title. And so it'll be interesting to see how he's remembered. It's a great point, Gabe.
Jason, we appreciate the time. Look forward to hearing you in about 90 minutes on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, again, joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll dive into more of our thoughts on Green Bay getting the draft. That's coming up next, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white stiff earlier.
From one white stiff to another? I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Not lying. I guess maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention. I was surprised that the Packers got the draft. And I don't want that to be confused with I'm not excited, because I am excited that Green Bay is getting the draft. Because whatever plan they put together, I think it's going to look awesome. I think it is going to look great. And, you know, but Pete McGonigal points out on the talking text line, 800-990-3776, why is that so surprising? Green Bay is the best place to live in the whole wide world. According to sources.
That's true. Sources did tell us that last week. The U.S. News and World Report, or whatever it was called. Yeah. Green Bay, number one.
Best place to live. They've got a draft. They've got a Flo Rida concert coming to Lambeau.
Look.
So many great things happening in Green Bay.
There isn't going to be a contingency plan for weather.
No.
Like the Rush Center, it seats what? 10,000?
Yeah, maybe 15 if you start putting people on the
floor. They're rolling with it. The stage is going up. If it snows, it snows. If it's beautiful, it's beautiful. And they're just going to roll with it.
Yeah. I 100% agree. Maybe they'll have a cover over the stage. You know, hey, if you're coming up from a different city, you're just going to have to bring Four Seasons worth of clothes. Because it could be 82. It could be 22. We don't know.
Like, what was it around then? It wasn't that bad this year. We did it.
So I was
out at the Q Club.
Yeah.
And wasn't bad. I was in shorts.
I played golf that day, you know, at the Bog. That was my 100 holes event for the Mac Fund. Played it out at the Bog, and it was a gorgeous day. That being said, the year before, when the first round of the draft, it was 38, and there was some sort of precipitation falling just about all day, whether that's rain, sleet, snow. It was cold, windy, miserable. Or it could be, you know, fine. It's a flip of the coin. But I also, as I told Jason, I feel that's part of the ambiance of Lambeau Field. That's part of the attraction of Lambeau. You don't know what the weather is going to be.
And you've seen the size of these tents. I mean, you go to the merchandise tents at the PGA or U.S. Open, and they're enormous. So my guess is they're going to have, kind of like they did it in Chicago, where the front part and the...
Yeah.
The tickets that you have to pay for will be under some type of tent or something,
sure.
And then there'll be the general public, which will be fine.
I'm really curious to see how they set it up, because in my mind, I've always thought that they would set it up. There are some stairs coming up that face Oneida, And I don't, what is that military way that then like runs all the way down to stadium view?
Yes.
So I just picture people just packed into that.
Yeah.
It, you know, you close down Oneida, obviously, for a few blocks there around the stadium.
Yeah.
People overflow into that. They're in the parking lot. That's just the vision that I have in my mind.
If someone in this area had half of a brain, just half, you don't even need a full brain.
All right.
He should be in suck up mode to Craig. Where he says, can I park my Rots Hots truck on your property? Could you imagine how he would kill it there? But he's so afraid. Now, I will do it for a cut.
Does Ashton,
10% cut?
Does this person, sorry, this hypothetical person even get to defend themselves?
Or? Absolutely. Have at it.
So your plan,
is it in the works already or what?
No, they just announced the draft yesterday. You're saying on a Packers game day, on a Sunday.
No, I'm saying the draft.
Okay, so I got 2 years to prepare.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Craig, if you're listening, let's discuss details.
Well, you can ask him on Friday. Now. Ask him on Friday when he joins.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
ESPN Wisconsin's official food truck of the NFL draft.
I mean,
I don't want to talk to him right now. Has he done anything with Joey Chestnut saying that his Rots Hots was legit? I guarantee
he
he's
done say that.
Nothing.
What did he say? What was the quote?
All he said, he was like, oh, this looks good, but then he messed up the ingredients and I didn't defend. That was all on me. I did a horrible job there with that. I should have presented it to him. I should have said that, but I like Jen lead the way, which was awesome because I was much more confident than I would have been.
Well, whatever the quote is.
That's bad.
No, whatever the quote is it just needs to be on the side of the truck.
Would Joey Chestnut?
This instead of you know, who cares if it even if it's just this looks legit Joey Chestnut, like that's hilarious.
This is a perfect example of why Susie should run the truck.
No,
from top to bottom.
There's
run
a million. There's a million reasons why.
So Ryan and McGuanago thinks they would run out of food too quick because he chimed in on the talking text line.
Well, then
if Ashton parks his truck up there,
you have another freezer truck right next to it.
We would run out of food, but that would be I always consider it a good thing when we sell out because I'm saying it running out. We sell out of food. I consider that the best possible scenario, and that's happened several times this year already.
You buy a generator.
Yeah, we've got
a
generator.
You get some ice chests that are very big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With a truck, with a trailer, and you haul that stuff up there so you don't run out of food. It's just so simple. Proactive, reactive.
Chewy, how much do you charge as a retainer to be my business guy?
Because
that's an actual discussion I'd be interested in because I can't have Susie be doing this.
Is this something that you want to discuss offline, Chew, because you want to hide the money and keep it for yourself so that way,
when you mess up at home. I'd be his consultant but have another consultant.
So I'm paid for two consultants?
Well,
indirectly.
I thought pretty direct. You just told me what's going to happen.
But I will work for food. That's the thing.
Direct quote, I will work for food.
Yes.
Remember that, everybody.
The other person wants greenbacks. That's it. Just
the food is going to be borscht. You're going to have to make borscht.
Oh, that'd be
I'm not making borscht.
You said you were going to for my birthday, and my birthday's gone.
Yeah, okay, but then, so, yes, we were going to make and or send you borscht, and then your mother-in-law sent you borscht.
Yes, she did.
So she beat me to the punch. So.
I tell you what, Gabe, what I take as a trade-off? The waffle chicken sandwich.
Ooh, that he made last week for,
would you like one?
For the Sharp Literacy event?
I have time. I have time this week maybe to make you one. I'll bring one in
well,
for you.
Well, I think the group would want one.
Well, yeah, I make one for everybody. I'll make one, and you guys split it three ways.
What? You don't get your own?
I'm kidding. I'll make you eat
all
your
right.
own. I can make you eat your own. We are introducing a new sandwich this weekend.
Ooh.
Whoa. Excuse me?
Yeah, sorry. We are introducing a hot honey chicken sandwich on the truck this weekend.
Honey and chicken money.
I'm so mad because Ashton didn't remind me that he was out in Brookfield last Wednesday.
Why is that my fault?
I got a lot of stuff going on, man. Like, you just got to give me a gentle reminder when you're actually in Wisconsin. So now I got what I just need to do is probably put all the times you're in Wisconsin on my calendar. But now that I know there's a new food item, like, I missed out, so I'm debating what I want to have, and I'm probably going to end up having, I got to get the new item.
You have a website?
We do.
It's nice.
You can find all of our stuff on our social media if you happen to search Rots Hots.
Do you want me to talk to Craig about getting you a little space at the Tunda Trios?
See, that could be tough.
Why? What's so tough about it?
Because
300,000 people, Gabe?
That's so many.
What would be tough about it is if they set up the stage the way that I imagine it,
mm-hmm.
That means our backyards at the Tundra Trio, where you want Ashton to park, would be prime space for Big ESPN.
Oh, come on, me versus Big ESPN.
To come in and use the backyards, much like they've done for Monday Night Countdown, set up their, you know, little desk back there.
Maybe I could park at Jason's house.
Gabe, you could put it in the front of the house, and there's still 300,000 people
ESPN's
around.
ESPN's got trucks, man.
Yeah, well, whose truck is more important to you, Gabe? I mean, that's the real question. Chewy clearly picking a side, and I love you for that, Chewy. Thank you.
I mean, I'm sure I know someone.
But, and who knows, so here's 2 years here's from now, maybe I got here's a giant truck.
As long as we don't know, if we can get Craig to agree to it on Friday, like, we don't know what the stage is going to look like. We don't know. That's 2 years away. So if Ashton gets there first, and we can come to a little business arrangement and get him in the park, you know, get him in the driveway, then, hey, tough luck. Tough luck, George Pitaro.
Jimmy
Pitaro.
I could get you somewhere, Ashy.
George Pitaro?
Hey, I don't know what you want from me.
Where are we going, Chew?
I don't know.
All right. My new business guy, working for food.
Okay.
First payment coming this week.
You're the man.
Ashley's mom, Susie, chiming in. Oh, I do run it, Chew.
No, she doesn't.
So, looks like we've got, well, first of all, they've got to figure out their management issue and who's actually running the show there, big guy. And then they can decide who's going to ask Craig if they can park in the driveway of one of our Tundra Tria houses when the draft comes to Green Bay in 2025. Ridgetop Exteriors provides the best quality roof, siding, windows, doors, expertly installed, and it's all at an affordable price. Think about that. You're investing back in your house. You want to improve something in your home. And now you know there's a company in Ridgetop Exteriors that provides the best quality roof, siding, windows, doors, expertly installed, and they do it at an affordable price. Or maybe you were someone who's been affected by the storms this spring. Homeowners in Greendale, Bayview, Jackson, Cedarburg, Grafton, Hartford, they've all been affected. They've all used Ridgetop and Exteriors. And part of the reason they do is because they consider customer service their number one goal. So there's a company out there that can help you, and their customer service is their number one goal. Low and no interest financing is available as well. Get your free estimate and start this by heading to their website at ridgetopexteriors.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Tuna. App. It's tuna.
I love tuna. I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we, for once, throw up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Better reviews for items on Ashton's food truck from people on the talk and text line than Ashton gives himself.
That's unfair.
No, it's not unfair.
If it was anybody else in line that time when you asked me about a certain item, I would have given them a glowing review. And then for you, I was like, well, it's, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's good. Why? Well, I don't need to upsell
it to you. No, you didn't say it was good.
All right, we'll tell the whole story. I was out at an event here, and Gabe saw and said, hey, how's the burger? And I said, it's good. It's a burger.
No, you said, it's a burger. You didn't even say it's good. You go, it's a burger.
It's a burger. Burgers are good inherently.
Like, that's not true.
Well, it's our food, so it's good inherently.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm asking for a review because the only item I have never gotten on the Rod's Hots food truck is the burger. Mm. And I got Jameel in Waukesha saying, Ashy, B-Man Burger rocks. Selling out creates future demand.
Like, shout out.
So I asked Ashton, like, sell me on this food item I want to buy from you. Eh, it's a burger. It's fine.
It's a burger. It's good. Burgers are good. It's on a brioche.
Not all burgers are good,
burgers are good, man.
No, they're not all good.
Put that on the poll. Are all burgers good?
Okay.
Well, you got the pretzel bun, right? He's got the pretzel bun with the burgers now?
No. So we're working on getting a pretzel bun.
No, they have
the
pretzel bun with the rot dog.
Because that would put, and our Polish, that would put the burger and the new chicken sandwich over the top. We've also got a new barbecue steak sandwich now. No more cone, so sorry for anyone that liked the cone.
How does barbecue go with steak?
What do you mean, how does it go with steak?
Barbecue sauce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had that combination.
Well, no, you'll have to have it. Sounds like you got a
Ashy Bash.
Yeah.
2023.
Hold on.
Yeah, we got to work on
it. Is it store-bought barbecue sauce, or
no,
are you making
homemade.
Your own?
Come on, homemade.
Yeah, Ashton's.
We make sauces from scratch. Ashton's my stepdad's recipe. Really good.
Okay.
I'll give him credit on that.
All right.
See, really good. So, Ashy, I will say this. Ashy will probably give you better customer service, Chew, than you seem to receive on your ride to the airport.
Ugh.
You came in hot this morning.
What happened to Uber? Uber used to be...
Can I put that on the poll? Yes or no? What happened to Uber?
Uber used to be clean.
Yep.
used to most times would give you a water or at least offer a water to you.
Because the drivers were looking for as high of a rating as you could possibly get. They wanted to make sure you were as comfortable as you could be. Now, I haven't taken an Uber probably since I was in Dallas in 2021. So it's been almost 18, 19 months since I've been in an Uber.
Yes. There is way too much pandering for reviews in today's world.
Well, I
look. You drop your car off at the airport,
mm-hmm.
and they ask, "Can I have a 5-star?" No. I talked to you for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, just everything. Wayfair, we had to have stuff delivered, and then they start pandering. Can you give me a 5-star because I'm going to lose my job if you don't? No. Perform the service that deserves a 5-star, and I'll give you a 5-star. The world is out of control.
Yeah.
Oh, I bought toilet paper. Do I get a tip? Yeah, don't stand up in canoes. I mean, what the hell are we doing here?
I'm with him about the canoes thing.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
I shouldn't be in any canoes.
It's just like, so we call the Lyft, you know? Three people going home. Show up. Get ready. Oh, I can only take two because it's unsafe for someone to ride in the front seat. I said, you charge me $5 for a cancellation, we're going to have a big problem.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
Again, I have not been in an Uber or a Lyft in a very long time, but I feel like, so they were pandering for the 5-star without asking for it. Because again, they wanted to make sure you had enough space back there. And I don't know if this is true of Uber anymore. I know your car, when you signed up, had to be a certain year. Like, you couldn't be driving around in a 2004 Mazda, you know, that's beat up and the muffler needs replacing. Like, there needed to be a certain level in order for you to be an Uber driver with your vehicle. And a lot of people, yes, would offer, you know, water or, you know, if you've been out drinking all night, hey, do you want a mint? You know, they'd have like a little pack of mints there or gum, or they would offer you things. So they're pandering in that sense for the 5-star review, but they're not necessarily asking for it. They just want to make sure you're as comfortable as you possibly can in order to get the highest rating they can.
Didn't they have like on their website, do you want us to talk or not to talk? Because there's times I after a 3-hour flight, I don't want to talk to anyone.
Correct.
Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is fine. And that's part of being an Uber/taxi driver. You got to be able to read the situation, right? Some people want that talk. Some people want that human interaction. Some people just want to sit in silence.
Yeah.
You got to be able to read that situation. And being able to read that situation is what's going to garner you that 5-star review.
I agree.
But does the Waystar driver or the Wayfair driver?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, I had Succession on my mind, Ashton.
I know.
What did he say? What did I miss?
No. He said Waystar. That's from Succession. Good epi last weekend. Good epi.
What's the next?
I'm sad.
I think, Chewy, if you sat down and watched Succession, you would actually really like it.
No, I don't. Huh? I hate pretentiousness. That show just reeks of pretentiousness.
Yeah, but they do it in a funny way.
Yeah, look at a mirror panel.
I thought that was a serious.
Whoa.
He's got to get even with me because I just destroyed him.
That's true. Yeah, I don't actually mean that.
And Susie is the boss.
Started a fight.
I got her texting me, but like, I'm busy, you know?
Go with your hose.
The NFL draft coming into Green Bay. We discuss more in 2 minutes. Jen, give me a treat.